Kotev, Shorag Es HaGodol. Now, a small person killed a big person. Or else, the Godol Shorag Es HaKotev, a big person killed a small person. How could we kill him then? HaTorah, the Torah says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, which means Mishpat HaShav L'Kulchem. It has to be one Mishpat Shavat everybody. So how could you kill him then, according to your Svara, if a guy's a midget and the other guy's a giant? So how could he kill the giant because of the midget? It's not Shavat B'Shavat. So what do you have to say? Eli, you have to say, the Svara is, Nishama Shaka Minei, Nishama Rachmana Nishka Minei. You took away a Nishama, so because you killed a Nishama, we take away your Nishama. We don't look at sizes, but it's what happened here. So I tell you, Hachinam, in the same thing also, maybe this is the Pshat Pasuk, that Ayin Tachasayim means, Nahura Shaka Minei, you took away his eyesight, so maybe the punishment back to you should be, Nahura Amar Rachmana Nishka Minei, the terrorist says, take away his eyesight. So again, how do we know to say, Ayin Tachasayim means to pay the value, to pay the money? Maybe it means, Mamish, we take away your eyesight. Yeah. Tani Yiduch, we learn like this, not a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochayayna. The pasuk says, Ayin Tachasayim means mammon. Means you have to pay money, the value, not the actual eye. Atoimi, you're telling me mammon, the pasuk means you have to pay the value of it. Ayayna, maybe not the Ayin Mamish. Maybe means we take out your eyesight. So it says, no, the svar is, Haresha Yisuma. Let's say the person was blind already. Vesima, and you went and blinded somebody else. So what can we do back? We can't take out your eyesight. You don't have eyes. But what's going to be if Kita, Vikita, you already are missing an arm and you knocked off somebody else's arm? Chigo Vichigo, you were lame and you knocked off somebody else's foot. Hey, Chani Mekayim, how can we be Mekayim here? Vizayin Tachasayin. But the Torah says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, Mishpat Hashav Lekuchem, that there's always one judgment. So that has to prove it here, that it doesn't mean we take away your arm, but it means you have to pay money. For the Gemara Amri, I'll tell you though, my Kusha, well, what's bothering you? Dilma maybe hechad yefsha efsha, hechad lo yefsha lo yefsha, upatrinan le. Maybe the pasuk really means ayin be ayin, eye for eye. But in the case where you are blind already, so what can we do? And echnami, then you be pot legamri. But in the case where you do have eyes, maybe then the punishment is we take away your eye. Because if you're not going to say this, diloy tevnihoch, if you don't want to say like this, treifa, shahora gets a shalom. A person that's already a treifa, if he goes kill somebody else, that's a shalom. The locker is, we don't kill him. So, my Avdinale, what do we do to him? We don't kill him. How come either Torah says, if you kill somebody, we have to kill you? Ella, what do we have to say? Heicha the Yefshar Efshar, where is the case where we could kill the murderer? We kill him. But Heicha the Layefshar, Layefshar, Upatrinale. But in the case where we can't do anything, we just have to let him go out free? So if so, this alone by says is not the Svara, Ayin Takasayin means Mammon. But rather, Lechur, the Torah says, like we learned before, it's from the Lemudim, either from Makkah, Behema, and Makkah Adam, or else it's from the other pasuk, we have the Sikkel Kaifer, to say that you have to pay money. So Rashi says, like, Maya Dinanle, in the case of the person's already a treifa, and now he goes kill somebody, so we don't kill him. Because Rashi says, Hai Gavra Ketilu, the person is like killed already. Therefore, the Hevelay Edis, Shiyat Yochli Azima, when two Edim said that this Ruvain killed somebody, the Edim are not good Edim, because we can't be Mekayim Kasha Zomam to the Edim. So, Imishtachi Edim Zemimim, even if we find out these Edim are false, Peturim, we will not kill the Edim. You know why? The Gavrik Tila Boyle Victo. Because what do you want to say? The Edim wanted to have this murderer killed, even though he didn't kill. But so what? He's considered killed already. He's dead already. He's a treifa. So therefore, we won't kill the Edim. So it comes out, whenever a treifa kills somebody, we can never kill the treifa, because we don't have Edim on the treifa. Vilkach iyo nami potter. Vach emina bielohen and asrofim. That applies to Edim shiatiyach liyazima. So if so, you see, when we can't be Mekayim Misa, we don't give Misa. But other cases where we could give it, we give it. Here also, maybe when the guy, we could knock out his eye, we should knock out his eye. Therefore we have to say that it's limudim, like we learned out before. Then the Gemara says, the very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the very Rabbi Yishmael they learned. Omar Kroah, the Pasuk says, ki yinosein boi, ki kain yinosein boi. That's why we have to take it away from you. So we dash in v'yein yisin el mamon. What do you mean you give away? It means you have to give money. El miyata for the Gemara, so, ka sheyitein mum biyodam, when you give a mum in your friend, hochinami, the mamon doesn't mean money, there it means the mum amish. Amri, I tell you the very Rabbi Shmuel. Kro Yisera Darshi. Here we darshi the first, because it's an extra posik. Nichti, let's see. See if the posik started off and said, V'yish ki yitei mumbam isayin. If you hurt your friend, so it says, Kasherosa keni yosaloi. What you did to him will do to you. Ken yinosim boy lomali. Why do I need these last three words of the posik? Ken yinosim boy, this is the way you should give him. Shema min of merits a proof, mammon. And the posik means to say, you should give him money. Now, kasha yitain mum biyodam lomali. So what do I have to have the posik? Kasha yitain mum, when you give a mum in your friend, I did the boy nichtov. Ken yinosim boy, kosev nami kasha yitain mum biyodam. By giving a mum in the person. But today, Rabbi Chiya taught us. Rabbi Chiya learned like this. Omakro, the pasuk says, "Yad diyad, a hand for hand." So Rashi says, "Gabi eid zaman ksiv, v'yashmina dimheyed bish ployni shakita yad chaveroi meshalim mamin hanita miyad liyad v'mokam nezik." Dover hanita miyad liyad. I mean, you have to pay back money, or something that's handed over from hand to hand. Or man ninu, what is that? Or man niu, what is it? Mamin, you have to pay money. If you knock out your friend's arm, you have to pay money, the value. Elo miyati is so, rego berego na miyachu. If you, it says rego berego, it also means the same thing. Amrit ver abchia, kroi yisera kodash, wadash in an extra posik here. Nichti, let's see. Ksiv, the posik says, beidim zimimim, fiyasi simloi, kashi zomim lasis liyachiv. We have to do to them, to the edim, what they want to do to the other person. Now, we psychodietich mamish, if it means mamish, that if you want to have his arm cut off, they'll cut off your arms. If so, yad biyad lomali. What do I need the pasuk yad biyad? Shemamin a moment means to teach us not mamish your hand for hand, but it means you have to pay the value. If so, regal beregal lomali. What do I need the pasuk extra regal beregal foot for foot? And that's more answers. I did the siv yad biyad siv nami regal beregal. Since it already says yad biyad, it also says I'll tell you regal beregal. But that's the limud yad biyad to say you have to pay money and not really yad for yad. Abaye says, Asya would learn it out with the ton of the Bechiskiya. The ton of the Bechiskiya, he learned, the pasuk says, Ayin tachas ayin, or nefesh tachas nefesh. V'loi nefesh bi ayin tachas ayin. It says separately, Ayin tachas ayin, and nefesh tachas nefesh. V'loi not a nefesh bi ayin tachas ayin. What does that mean? We can't take away your soul and an eye instead of an eye. Now, this you're going to tell me. Manishna means if you knock out somebody else's eye, they take away your eye. If so, sometimes it'll come out that way. Zimnin, sometimes, the mishtakach will come out law, ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Why? The bahedya the avirulei, at the time when the bezin is blinding this person. In other words, if Ruvein took out Shimon's eye, since the lochur is now Bezdin has to take out Reuven's eye, it could come out sometimes that while Bezdin is being icing and taking out his eye, that nochur lenish must say, maybe Reuven will die because that also. So it comes out that Bezdin both took away Reuven's neshama and his eye. So after the dash, and the pasuk says, no, that can't happen. So Elamai, that's the proof. The pasuk does not mean mamish eye for eye, but it means money. Therefore, it's a drasha that we never take away his nefesh and money. It's only money and not the nefesh also. For the Gemara, no. Oh my Kusha, what's such a bikasha here? Dilma meimud amdinalei. We like value him. We like give him an inspection. We see how much he could take. The doctor has to give him a checkup to see how much he could take. Imotzim mikabel avdinan. If we could take out his eye to still stay alive, then we'll do it. V'loy motzim mikabel avdinan. But after the checkup, we see that the doctor says if we take out his eye, he's going to die. So then we won't do it. Tomorrow says still, V'yavdina demotzi mikabel. What's going to be? If the checkup says it's okay, we can take out his eye. V'yavdina lebei. And we take out his eye. V'nofet ruchei. And what's going to be? If he taka dies, even so. Tomorrow says, Imayis lemus. If he dies in such a case, then we're not worried about that. Now the Torah is telling us that we have to give him a checkup first and see. If by taking out his eye, he's for sure going to die, then the Torah says that we can't do. But after the checkup, the doctor says he should be okay, he should be able to take it. So then we go and do it. If by unit it happens that he dies, it's not our fault. Miloy Tanan, didn't we learn like this also? Gabi Malkus. But the Medin is, or Medu, let's say we evaluate, we check him up, how many Malkus he could take. He could only take 12. So Bezdin gave him 12. Umeis Takas Yodam, but a 12th hit, he died. Potter, in such a case, the Bezdin is Potter. So you see, even though we checked him out, if it happens that he died, he died. It's not our fault. So maybe here also the pasuk means that we have to check him out. But if the checkup says he can take it, maybe we have to take out his eye. This wouldn't be a good proof. Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova Omar. Omar Kro, the pasuk says, Pesa Tachas Pesa. That means, Litain Tsar B'mokim Nezik. It means you have to pay Tsar, pain, in the place where you still pay Nezik. Even though you pay for the damage you did to him, still you have to pay for the pain you gave him. Now,
then this Rashi says, learn out from like a Mikri Yisairo, from the extra pasuk that says, so Ksiv Kviya Takas Kviya, it said already Kviya Takas Kviya. It's so lovely Petra Takas Potsa. So it comes to teach us that you have to pay Tsar even with Mokar Neznik. But you need an extra pasuk for this. Now the question is, if you tell me that Mamish, that when you hit someone, take out somebody's eye, we take out your eye, here's Saki Heche de Lahai Hevele Tsara, Lahai Nami Yisle Tsara. Then just like when they took out his eye, you gave him pain, when they take out your eye, you also get pain. So it comes out you're paying pain and nezik at the same time. So from here we understand you have to pay tsar and nezik. Like what do we need the extra pasuk for then? Petz tachas potza. So Morris says, oh my kusha, what's the bikasha? Dilma may be ik inish the mefanik is late tsarat fei. The ik inish to len mefanik less late tsara. Maybe no, maybe just taking out the eye. It could be the person you took out his eye was very delicate. It was very painful. But your eye is not so delicate, it's not so painful for you. So therefore you're not getting back tzar the same way you gave him. So if I would not know, you have to pay it. So Mer says, L'maynaf k'mina, what's the difference over here? L'maysev l'hech, the b'nei b'nei, that you still will have from the posek petz, atachas potzah, you're still going to have to pay him for the pain that you're giving him. Since when they took out your eye, you did not have that much pain. Alright, turn over. So therefore now, you're going to have to pay him hechid b'nei b'nei. You're going to have to pay him the difference of the pain. That the pain you gave him, which was much more pain than you received, therefore that much difference you're going to have to pay him. That's pshat from this posek, petza tachas potza.
Yerapopo mishmei derov omar omakro. The posek says, verape yerape. You have to pay the doctor bills. So idashna means to say, litain refua b'mokim nezik. That even b'mokim, where you pay the damage you caused him, you also have to pay the doctor bills. You need an extra posek. Because I would have thought to say, maybe you only have to pay one and not two. Kamashma, no. You have to pay nezek and doctor bills together. Now, that means what? If you knock out his eye, but take out your eye.
If so, ki heche di hai boy yasio, hai nami boy yasio. It's the same way he needs a doctor, you also need a doctor. It's like you're going to have to pay for your own doctor bills. So it's called you're paying nezek, and you're also paying the doctor bills. Smor says, no, my kush, what's the bikasha? Again, Dilma Iko the solid bisra haya, the Iko the solid bisra haya. Maybe the other person you did it to takes longer to heal. He has to go to the doctor much longer. He has $1,000 bill. Whereas you get healed up much faster, you only have $500 bill. So you're not paying all the ripui that you caused him. Lamainath Kamina, what should be the difference? Lamaisav Lahech, the Bene Bene, that you're still going to have to pay the difference. The extra $500, you still have to pay him. That's why we need the postek verape yirape.
You're going to have to pay the difference. If his doctor bill comes out to be $1,000 and yours is only $500, you're still going to have to pay him the extra $500. Ravashi says, Asiya takas takas mishor. We learn that no, a takas takas from shore. Ksivoka says over here, ayin takas ayin. Well, Ksivosim says over there, shalom yishalim, shor takas ashor. If so, ma lahalan mamin, just like over there, means you have to pay the money, the value, afkan mamin. The more my cousins, who told you the alphas takas takas mishor, learning out from shore, nailif rather than now, takas takas mi yodom, by yodom, the ksiv and asata nefesh, takas nefesh. So maybe by a man, that means the real stuff. Whatever you do to him, we do back to you. Maybe not money. Maybe it's only by your shore you have to pay money. Let ma lahala mamish afkan mamish. Amri, I'll say like this. Donan nizokim in nizokim v'yan donan nizokim in misa. Thereby, Adam is talking about where you kill a man. Where you kill a man, that's misa. We're not talking about the misa. Here we're talking about just damage. So it's more of a smart learning out the damage of a behemoth to the damage of an Adam than misa. So more says, no, other rabbi, just the opposite. There's a bigger smart to say, donan adam mi yodam v'yan donan adam in behemoth. Learn an Adam from Adam and not Adam from Behemoth. So how do we know which way to learn out?
So the Gemara says, Elom Rav Ashi, Mitachas Asher Ina Yalef Le. Here's what Adam amount to, where Adam hurt the lady, Tachas Asher Ina, that he has to pay Nezik there. That Adam, Adam, Me Adam, V'nizokim nizokin. Therefore, just like there, it's tashlumim. Here also it's tashlumim. Tanya Reb Lezroimer. Ayin tachasayin mamish. It means mamish, you have to pay eye for eye. So Mor says, mamish like a batik, did you think like that? Reb Lezer less like chol hani tanoi, does Reb Lezer argue in all the tanoim we had before? So Mor says, no, Omar Rabba. Loimer just means to tell us, shein shomin oisai ki evid. We don't evaluate him according to the standard of an evid, the way you sell a slave. So Amalei Abaye said back to him, Ela Kaman, who do we evaluate him like? Ben Chorin, like a regular free person, Ben Chorin Yisle Demei, does a free person have any value to him? Like, we don't sell a free person. What kind of value is there? So what does Reb Lezer mean to say, Ayin Tachasayin Mamish? Elam Ravashi Loimer means to tell us, Shein Eshomen Oysom Benizik, Elav Amazik. We have to evaluate how much the Mazik's eye is worth. And when the Mazik knocks out his friend's eye, when you have to pay back the value, you don't pay back how much the person himself would be sold for a slave, with or without the eye, but rather how much the mazik, the one that causes the damage, how much he would be sold, either with the eye or without the eye. Now the Gemara says, Uhu Charma, there was a donkey, the kota yoda the yanuka. He ate off, pulled off the arm of a kid. So also the Kaimad Rapapa, they brought the case in front of Rapapa, Bar Shmuel. Omar, he said, Omalu zilu shumale arbod vorm. Like he told the Balachamor, listen, you have to pay four things here. So first of all, Omele Rava said back to him, Aivu anan chamisha tinan, memonashach. It was going to be like an Odom, the Mishnah says, have to pay five things. Nezik, then Tsar, Ripa, Shevus, and Baishas. So Omele, he said back to him, Levarmi Nezik. I mean four, excluding the Tashlum of Nezik. Kamina, that's what I meant to say. But Omele Abaye said back, why? For Chamoru, it was a donkey that did the damage. For Chamor, ain't a Mishalim el Nezik. We know Abahim only pays Nezik, not Dalad Devorim. Or Malusi said back to Mokay, Zilu Shumulai Niske, go and pay the damage you caused to this kid. For Ka'avda Boy Lemishaimayu. And therefore you have to evaluate how much you would be sold for Nevid with the Yom or without the Yom. Or Maluhu, Zilu Shaimul Ka'avda, true, that's what you should do. Go and evaluate him how much he's worth to be sold for Nevid with the Yom or without the Yom. So Amulu Avud Yanuka, the father of the kid, said, Leibina di Zailu Bey Milsa, I don't want to embarrass my kid so much, to make his Ilusa, right, to have to evaluate my kid as far as a slave would go. Omrule, they said back to the father though, Volka Machayev is Leil Yanuka, but you're going to have to pay the kid, like the money is deserving to come to the kid, we have to know how much money to pay the kid. Omulu, so the father said back, listen, Lechi Godom if I sin the lame of the day, when my kid becomes older, I'll pay him for my own money. Like Rashi learns, the kasha was after chavu marialoi, like you're doing something bad for your child. Shemaychol ata chavulosoi for tashdumim shaltinikain v'leish shelocho. Like the money belongs to your kid, not to you. That katanim yaslem school, like we'll have the gemara later. If somebody does damage to katanim, the money's supposed to go for them, and they make a fund for them. So the father said, "Listen, I'll take care. I'll pay him back later when he becomes older." All right, we'll stop here. You are holding the Fei Dalet Omer Aleph. Now, four lines from the bottom. Mor says, Ahu Tura, there was an ox, the Olas Yoded Yanuka. He chewed up the hand of a kid. So, also the Kaim of the Rova, they brought the case now in front of Rova. They brought the Baal HaShor to Rova. Omalus, the Rova said, Zilo Shaimu Kiavda. You have to, see how much this Yanuka would be sold for a slave. How much would be worth with the yom and without the yom? That's called nezik. That's how much you have to pay. Omrulet, they said back to Rava, Iva Marhu Diyom, you Rava said, Kol Hanishom Kieved and Goyven Oysev Avovol. Anytime we have to evaluate him to see how much it would be worth to be sold for a slave, we don't do this in Vovol. You need a Bezdin Mumcha, a Smucha you need, which you only can do in Eretz Yisrael. You can't do this in Kutzlar, you can't do it in Vovol. Omrulu, so the Rav said back, Loit Tzuricha di Tofes. Rav is only saying that if the Nizik would grab away that much money from the Mazik, he would be allowed to keep it. But Enechlami, you can't go to Bezin can't collect it in Bubble. Rashi says, Yehoyel v'dovashen kotzavu and goibenes v'bubble. Time before we'll soon see why not. So the Marian says, E Tofes, if he grabs it, he can keep it. And the Mara says, Rav all the time, Rav goes according to his own time. The Yama Rav says,
Nizke shor b'shor, if one shor does damage to another shor. Or else when nizke shor b'yodim, when a shor does damage to a man, goy v'nois of the bubble. That you could collect in bubble. That's called regular nezik. That you could collect in bubble. But nizke odim b'yodim, when a man hits another man. Or else when nizke odim b'shor, when a man hits a shor, and goy v'nois of the bubble. Then you cannot, this money, you cannot collect in bubble. So Mar says, why not? Maishna, what's the difference? Maishna niska yodim biyodim. V'niska yodim bishor. Deloi, why do you say you can't collect this money, we can't make the mazik pay? Why, elohim binon. V'leko, we have to have a bezdin. And a chutzlaret is not called a bezdin, it has to be a smuchon in Eretz Yisrael and a chutzlaret. And so, niska yishor bishor, the same thing. When a shor does damage to another shor. Or else, when a shor does damage to a man, it should be the same.